Hey, how is everyone doing? And welcome back to the Hoop Central podcast. I am one of your hosts, Nakeem. Alongside me is none other than the man, the myth, the legend himself, Malik M3. Malik, how are we doing?
I'm doing great after you said the man, the myth, the legend, but we're dealing with a god, a prophet right here,
Nick. Oh my god.
So I can't even compare.
Oh, we're really getting into the flattering right now. But for those that don't know, this is a podcast where in the name itself, it's kind of self-explanatory. We're the central for everything hoops. We talk about anything that comes revolving the game of basketball. So if you are a basketball diehard, if you're a casual fan, if you're trying to get into it, trust me, this is the place to be. But Malik, we had quite a nice week of basketball this past week. You know, a lot of great performances, a lot of great games. One of my favorite games was actually just the other night, the Milwaukee Bucks versus the Los Angeles Clippers in Milwaukee. That was a very competitive game. And then we're also seeing matchups like the Los Angeles Lakers and the Golden State Warriors, even though it was kind of lopsided. And then for me, one of the most surprising was the Memphis Grizzlies getting a 50-point win the other night. Like, that is, and no one's talking about it. Like, 133-84, that is a beatdown that is really unheard of nowadays. But Malik, take us through some of your top performances from this last week.
Oh man, absolutely. Oh my god, I can't even explain. One game that I had my eye on was actually also the Memphis Grizzlies game. You know, the definition of the Memphis Grizzlies is silent but deadly. That's what I will say for that team. You know, you have a young, savvy team. Justice Winslow's back from injury. He had a 20-point game like yesterday.
Yeah, so yeah.
Coming back to form. And, you know, Brandon Clark, Desmond Bane, all those cool cats, bro.
Desmond Bane is a steal.
Memphis has a great future.
I'm pretty sure Desmond Bane is leading the NBA in three-point percentage as of now. Or if he isn't, he was for a majority stretch of the season. And then also, you mentioned Justice Winslow. People were kind of getting on the Memphis Grizzlies for that Iguodala trade, saying they really gave him up to Miami for nothing. But that really isn't the case one bit. He was looking like one of their best and promising players. And he is a great wing player. He can play defense. He's a lefty, which is kind of an advantage for you offensively because defenders aren't used to guarding left-handed players. So that young core in Memphis is something to behold. And also, Jaren Jackson Jr., if I'm not mistaken, has been out with an injury for majority of the season. So you bring him back into the mix. You've got John Morant. You've got Justice Winslow, Jaren Jackson. You put Desmond Bane out there on the wing to shoot threes. And even the veterans like Kyle Anderson and just this team itself. Taylor Jenkins is an amazing coach.
Facts.
And the Memphis Grizzlies, I think they were one of those teams that should have been in the playoffs last season, but their performance in the bubble just was really bad. But definitely, they're going to be, maybe not this season, but once they get their team healthy and on the move, they're going to be a great team in the future.
Oh, absolutely. Justice Winslow is an integral part of that rotation, and he would fit really nice beside Ja Morant in that starting five. And, you know, you have an offensive and defensive model there. You have Kyle Anderson as well. Don't sleep on him. He's having a great underrated season. De'Anthony Melton, Valanciunas. Everyone you see is playing well and producing big enough numbers. It's just a matter of health at this point. So when Memphis gets healthy, for sure I will consider them in the playoff race. You know, fringe playoffs, maybe 7th or 8th. But if it's not this year, then definitely next year they'll make an impact. You know, Nakeem and I came up with this activity we're going to do weekly that, you know, is going to be a little cool thing. We have a minute. There's going to be a minute clock on this, 60 seconds. We're going to do a rant. Pick one team or one player that has the best performance of this week, your personal favorite. So I would like to ask Nakeem to go first.
All right. This is just going to be me getting something off my chest. So if you guys are ready, I'm ready. Malik, let me know when my time starts.
I am ready. And your clock starts now.
All right. So for me, the player that I want to talk about and shed light on is Draymond Draymond Green. Now, I know Draymond receives a lot of flack because of the player who he is, and sometimes he doesn't show out the way that the casual fan wants him to play. But if we look at the way Draymond played in February, he was first in the league in assists at 11.3 assists per game, and he led the league in assists in total with 147. And looking at some of his notable nights in that month alone, coming by assists, we have 11 assists, 11 assists again, 11 assists again, 12 assists, two games with 15 assists, a 16 assist game, and then recently a 19 assist game. Now, Draymond is probably the first player in NBA history to go into a game and probably won't score a single point or look to shoot, but he'll be the second most impactful player on that court. And we have to really take and understand just how great Draymond is, because we're probably never going to see a player like him ever again. And I know the Warriors aren't really the most successful team right now. Oh, hey.
60 seconds. Hey, that
is harder than I expected.
You were hot.
To get that off in a minute. My Lord.
You were hot, bro. You were hot, man. I love the connections you made about Draymond Green. You're right. There's no other player like him that has those stat lines to contribute to a team on the offensive end, defensive end, and be efficient.
Yeah, for sure. And I just got to show love to Draymond whenever I can, because I'm just a Draymond supporter. Although sometimes he does get under my skin, you got to recognize great talent.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, sometimes you could be cocky, get under your skin, but real recognize real. That's all you have to say, man. The Warriors got a good one.
For sure. All right. I think it's only right that Malik, it's his turn. Ooh. For this rant. Hey, Malik, I got my timer ready, and I'm ready to hear what you got to say, and I'm going to start the timer in 3, 2, 1, go.
Jimmy Butler and the Miami Heat, everyone. The Miami Heat and the Eastern Conference have went from 14th all the way to in the middle of the playoffs already. It's so fast. They have won 5 in a row. They had 2 huge wins against a depleted Lakers without Anthony Davis and a scorching Utah Jazz. And they've done it without Tyler Hero and Goran Dragic this week. Goran Dragic oh my God. Role players like Precious Achiuwa, Kendrick Nunn, and Gabe Vincent have carved out their roles and have been amazing. Jimmy Butler has averaged 25 points per game, a block, 2 steals, 9 assists, and 7 boards this week. Jimmy Butler, man. Like Stephen A. Smith said, this guy is probably the most overlooked in the season right now and should have made the All-Star game. He's leading this team. The additions of Andre Iguodala and Avery Bradley will be a crucial part in the future. And Miami Heat will no doubt be a top 5 seed, in my opinion. But, man, the fact that they've done it without Tyler Hero and Goran Dragic, oh.
Had to do it 2 times for you. But, hey, Malik, the reason why we kept that in, guys, to show you that these are live. These aren't rehearsed. We are really under the strict environments here. And Malik really went on and talked about the Miami Heat and Jimmy Butler. And, hey, I got to give him credit for that take, because the Miami Heat, they look like they were written off in a way. But the thing is, you can't write off the Miami Heat. How can you write off the Miami Heat? You know, Jimmy Butler coming and playing. He's been having triple-double after triple-double, looking like Russell Westbrook out here back in 2016. And then they're all doing this while being banged up. And I just can't wait to see a fully healthy Miami roster, because although people want to say the bubble and this and that, this team made it to the finals. That is no easy feat. If you make it to the finals, you are a bona fide, well-deserving team in the NBA. And imagine if they're like this, the 5th or 6th seed again. That is going to be a matchup nightmare for any team in the first round.
Absolutely. And, you know, I got choked up. But the reason I got choked up is because I'm so impressed of this. I'm so impressed by this team.
The Miami
Heat. I choked because I'm scared. I'm a Raptor fan, and the Miami Heat are surging up. And I'm like, damn, I'm scared now, because, you know, what they did last year in the bubble is amazing. And now they're back. And the roster is even better. So I'm surprised they're in this situation. But don't count out the Miami Heat.
We talked about Jimmy Butler. But, Malik, would you consider him to be your player of the week for this past week? Would you say Jimmy Butler is your player of the week, or is there someone else that comes to mind?
Surprisingly, someone else that comes to mind. It's another Eastern, Eastern team, and you know, Instagram's been going crazy. I've seen a lot of street reactions. Everyone's celebrating on the streets, and not even the playoffs yet.
Talking about,
but hey, since we're in the subject, talk about the man, the myth, the legend, Julius Randle of the New York Knicks.
Wow,
New York. is a fourth seed in the Eastern Conference right now.
Hey, Knicks fans been waiting a long time for this. Hey, you might be one game over 500, but you're still the fourth seed. That's all that matters.
Hey, enjoy it while it lasts. Prove me wrong. I hope that New York proves me wrong. But, hey, New York fans, stand up right now because Julius Randle is averaging 25 points this week, 11 rebounds, 6 assists, and 2 steals. That's this week, Randle. He's been the most consistent player for this team. New York went 3-1, and they're sitting fourth in the East.
Malik, you said Julius Randle is your player of the week. I think it's only right that I share my personal player of the week, and that has to be Giannis Antetokounmpo. Now, the Greek freak, two-time back-to-back MVP. Will he make it 3 times in a row? Probably not. Joel Embiid has been amazing. And then voters' fatigue is a thing as well. But if he's able to keep these numbers that he has for the last 4 games for the rest of the season, which I know is a really big stretch, but let's say if he's able to do so, he's easily winning MVP, in my opinion. There's no doubt in my mind. Now, if we look at the numbers right now, we've got 36 points, 14 rebounds, 5 assists, and a W. 38 points, 10 rebounds, 4 assists, and a W. 37 points, 8 rebounds, 8 assists, and a W.
Wow.
And another 38 point, 18 rebound, and 4 assist game with another W. Now, if you look at these numbers, this is like just straight dominance. He is averaging 37 points a game in his last 4. And the rebounds are just, he is such a dominant player. And I think one player that comes to mind when you have to compare Giannis to someone, even though he is his own player, like when we look back in the future, we're going to be like comparing other players to Giannis because he's this just that good. But in a dominance perspective, he is just as dominant as Shaq. Shaq was one of the most dominant players in NBA history. And if you look at Giannis, although he does not have that jump shot fully developed, the way he's able to take control on the court and single-handedly, in some situations, will the Milwaukee Bucks to a win. And one thing I just got to point out, because we mentioned this in the first episode, Drew Holiday's been back, and look at how well Milwaukee's been playing with Drew back in the lineup. He is a very integral piece for their success. And if the Milwaukee Bucks want to go anywhere in the future, make sure that Drew Holiday is healthy, because fans might not look at his impact because of his stats, but just what he's able to bring on the court itself is huge. He's like a Kyle Lowry type player. He might not like explode through the stats or on the box score, but just his defense, his leadership, his presence on the court is enough to will your team to victory. And I think Drew Holiday is a big piece, but my player of the week has to be Giannis.
Absolutely. That stat line is insane. That's like legendary status for literally like a whole week. Imagine Giannis with a shot, a consistent free throw percentage, and a 3-point shot. Like, what would a stat line be? That's crazy to me, but I totally agree. Drew Holiday fits great alongside Giannis Antetokounmpo. Him, Middleton, and Holiday, that's a defensive nightmare right there. So matchup-wise, you would have to create a game plan and a playbook beforehand to figure it out. And Milwaukee's still a big threat in the East, but they need a healthy roster. I totally agree with
you. For sure. They need better coaching, to be honest. No shade throwing to Mike Budenholzer, but there's times where he just doesn't run plays. And you can't expect Giannis to just go 1-on-5 from the top of the key, especially going up against defenses in the playoffs like the Toronto Raptors, because the Raptors kind of gave everyone the blueprint to how to stop Giannis. You know, just build the wall because he can't shoot. And you can surround him with shooters, but if all they do is just stand there waiting for the ball, what are you really going to gain on offense, right? So I think Mike Budenholzer has to be better at making plays and making adjustments. One thing in the playoffs is key is to make adjustments. And the Bucks just don't do that. They'll stick with the same 8 guys throughout the whole entire series, whether or not the guys are producing or not. And we see different players, different coaches, for example, ride with different guys, try to experiment different lineups, and that's how they're successful. Look at Steve Kerr in the 2015 finals. He started Andre Iguodala because the Warriors needed some life. And look what happened. The Warriors were able to win that series. Look at the Raptors, different lineups, different sort of defensive schemes, trying to overcome that hump, which they're able to do with the box and one and the wall against Giannis. You know, every team is able, every great team, championship team, makes those type of adjustments. I just don't know it, with Mike Budenholzer, if the Bucks will be able to make those adjustments going forward.
Oh, I 100% agree with you. When you get into the playoffs, you have to make adjustments. You have to be able to combat offense and defense on the opposing side, and you have to build up your game plan in advance. You always have to look at matchups as well.
Oh, for sure.
One thing that Mike Budenholzer also has a problem with is calling timeouts. You know, when your team,
yes,
the other team is on a run and they're hot and their energy's up, Mike Budenholzer sticks it out. Sometimes
waits way too long.
Sometimes NBA players, including Giannis Antetokounmpo, he's an amazing player, but everyone needs breaks. You know who's a great coach? You know who's been doing great? Greg Popovich.
That's why
the Spurs are doing amazing.
When will they ever learn what a rebuild is? Like, will they ever learn what a rebuild is?
Will they ever learn what a rebuild is? Absolutely. I don't even know, because they have veteran players and they have a great bounce right now, and they're still doing well, and I'm surprised. But let's talk about DeMar DeRozan for a bit. DeMar DeRozan's had a rough week. DeMar DeRozan did lose his father this past week. Rest in peace to Mr. DeRozan. But he was also snubbed from the All-Star game. And John Zimmer has some things to say about it on Instagram. Sports Illustrated disrespected him. ESPN disrespected him. And DeRozan came back and dropped 32.
He dropped 32, but the most impressive part of that performance was the 11 assists. But the one thing about DeMar DeRozan, especially during his time in Toronto, is he wasn't the best playmaker. Every aspect of his game kept getting better and better. You know, he became a better mid-range shooter, better free throw shooter. And then he started expanding to the three-point line. But it's just his playmaking was just the one thing that really wasn't up to par with every other offensive aspect towards his game. And now we look at his time in San Antonio. He's become a tremendously better playmaker. And DeJounte Murray did say on Twitter, Instagram, I believe, he said, hey, DeMar DeRozan was disrespected by Sports Illustrated, ESPN, and now he's balling for us, and we're winning, keyword winning, and he wasn't able to make an all-star team. Now, the West is stacked, so it's kind of understandable, especially at the guard position, but DeMar DeRozan is the only... The Spurs are the only team above 500 without an all-star, which is crazy.
Crazy.
And also, the Spurs... I thought they were going to be in a rebuilding phase for a while. I won't lie. After last season, I was like, all right, this is finally the year that the Spurs are going to start rebuilding. They have a bad year, don't make the playoffs. Then, just like that, they turn things around and they're winning again. They get Devin Vassell, and now they're back to the winning ways. And they have one of those underrated cores within their team. Derek White, you know.
Woo, he's balling.
He's been balling. Devin Vassell is a great young piece as well. Lonnie Walker. Keldon Johnson is
amazing. Oh, my favorite.
He is such a steal. He plays with so much energy. And you can see the culture in San Antonio is kind of different from what it was in recent years. It's not all like you walk in, do your business, and leave. There's a little bit more life and energy within that arena whenever they come in, they play. And for DeMar DeRozan, he is so underrated. I just can't believe it. And he deserves more recognition as a player, as a top-tier player. Being ranked 80th, I can put DeMar DeRozan. For me personally, I have DeRozan as a top 25 player in the NBA. No doubt. People might say that's controversial for me to say so, but I can't think of 25 players I'd take ahead of DeMar DeRozan right now if I'm trying to win a championship. There's no way you can convince me. That's just my personal opinion.
DeMar DeRozan is in my top 25 as well. DeRozan's definition of a hooper. He's a hooper.
Shout out Cash Nasty.
A hooper. But hey, fifth in the conference. They're 6-4 in their last 10. Steady. Yes. But that also has to do with COVID. Derek White, Keldon Johnson, Witherspoon. I think they all have COVID. And LaMarcus Aldridge has been dealing with some lingering injuries. So once they're full strength, you never know what this team could do. Under Greg Popovich and Becky Hammon, man, that's a crazy team. There's rumors swirling around right now that Spurs are shopping DeMar DeRozan and LaMarcus Aldridge at the trade deadline, which surprises me. Aldridge does not surprise me. He is getting older. They could want to trade for some young aspects. And there's also a stacked draft class next year. So maybe Spurs want to get an extra pick in there. But I think I'm not sure that Spurs should be shopping DeRozan. I understand that his trade value is very high right now because he's doing amazing. He's having a great comeback season. He had a good season last year, but he's having a much better season this year. But I think they should keep him. He's an integral part of the offensive line. And I just can't wait to see how they form in the playoffs and so on in the second half of the schedule and after All-Star break.
Yeah, and the thing is that I'm looking at the standings right now. They're 17-12. They're the fifth seed in the West. If you came and told me before the season that the Spurs would be fifth seed going into, well, almost going into All-Star break, that is crazy. Now, if we look at their winning percentage, it's 58.6, right? Put that in the Eastern Conference, they'll be the fourth seed. They'll be right under the Bucks. They just haven't played enough games due to games being postponed and whatnot. But if you put them in the Eastern Conference, I would argue that they could possibly make the conference finals. You know what? I think the best way, before we even end the podcast, this episode, how about a little game? You think you're up for that?
I think I'm down for a little game. Hopefully I don't get choked up like the first time.
Well, for this game, the way this is going to work is we're going to be implementing a game at the end of every episode. And this game is not just going to be a friendly game. There's going to be some competitiveness
like that
added on to these games. Now, the winner of each game will get 1 point at the end of the podcast. In the month total, we are going to add up all those points, and the person with the most points is the winner. The loser, though, will have a forfeit to do decided by the other. Now, so this could be anything posted to social media, anything done on the podcast. You know, we're going to be implementing video episodes on YouTube, so there could be type of actions done on the video, who knows. Okay. But we have this game ready. It's gonna Malik's not my friend anymore. He's my enemy. He is my opponent. I am trying to win this now.
The game's my frenemy.
Frenemy. Hey, that's the better term, frenemy. But the game that we're playing is called Who Am I? So shout out to this Instagram page. It's called Who Am I NBA. We're going to be using some of its posts. So basically the way that this works is that they have different difficulties if you are unaware. One is impossible, hard, medium, and easy. And the way that we're going to do this is we're going to ask the person each of the rankings one at a time. If they get it right on impossible, that's 4 points. If they get it right on hard, that's 3 points. If they get it right on medium, that's two. And if they get it right on one, on easy, that's one. All right. And Then the person with the most points at the end wins. And that will count from this episode as 1 point. Sound kind of simple. I hope I explained that well, but you know, without further ado, Malik, I think you should ask it first because I went first for the rant. It's only right.
All right. Let's do it. Absolutely. All right. Let me know when you're ready.
I'm ready.
All right. So for the first, who am I? So we'll start with an easy one for you. Okay.
Okay.
So for the impossible, you might get this one off the spot. I'm going to be generous. So here's a sentence. I am a liability on defense, but one of the best players in the league.
A liability on defense, one of the best players in the league. There's so much players like that. Okay, just to let you guys know, there's only one guess, and then it moves on to the next one, to the next tier. So I got to make sure I make this quick. I want to say James Harden, but I know he's a better defender now, so he's not really a liability on defense.
You are correct already.
Oh, it was James Harden.
You got it.
Oh, my gosh. Thank the. How is he a liability on defense?
That's 4 points already.
Oh, you know, we got it. Let me keep track of this. All right. Okay. 4 points for me. Let's go.
All right. Second one. All right. I got one. This one's a harder one. I started the career on the Bucks in 2011.
Started my career with the Bucks in 2011. It's probably going to be someone who isn't really that known. But in 2011. Oh. Tobias Harris.
I'm going to walk off right now.
Let's go. Am I right?
You're correct.
Let's go.
What?
I had a feeling. I have to remember. I'm like, wait, who was on the Bucks? It has to be someone who's good now.
I didn't know. I didn't know you against that. Holy smokes.
Hey, when it comes to basketball knowledge, I am the GOAT. I'm telling you guys right now.
Okay. I'm going way harder now. Okay.
Okay. Let's get it.
All right. Number three. I was traded from the Boston Celtics to the Miami Heat in 2017.
Oh my god, I'm so stupid. Is it Kelly Olynyk?
Got it.
I finished with 12 points. Malik,
I feel like I'm only gonna get 5 points. You got shook.
This is your turn. I got some ready. Let's see how fast you could do these. All right. I was coached by my father in high school, and we won 4 state titles.
Jeez. Jeez. Coached by my father, we won 4 state titles.
Yeah, this is gonna be hard. I doubt you're gonna get it.
Coach by my father in college.
In high school.
Or high school?
Yeah.
Austin Rivers?
No. Good guess, though. But we'll go to the next one. This is hard. I missed my entire rookie season with a broken kneecap.
What year? Ooh, it doesn't even specify the year. That's a tough one.
Mm-hmm, doesn't specify the year. If it did, that would be really easy for you.
Nate Robinson?
No, but I'll go on to the easiest one, which is obviously going to click for you. I was the centerpiece for Lob City.
Okay. Mr. Blake Griffin right here.
Mr. Blake Griffin is correct. So Malik is on the board with a point, but this is the sign for things to come. Now we got the next one. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
All right, Malik, let's go into this next one. This is the fourth one.
Not bad.
All right, at Impossible, I played my best basketball while on the Nets, I should say, but got traded in 2017. They were on the Nets for majority of their career.
Brook Lopez. So,
that is correct. Wow, got it on Impossible. Malik is now at 5 points.
Lucky guess.
If Malik guesses next one right, he'll be at 9, but I don't want to say anything. The win is kind of solidified for me, but we're going to guess this anyways. The win is
solidified.
This one is hard, bro. I'm sorry. This one is hard, but...
Okay.
My first love as a kid was pro wrestling.
Tyson Chandler?
That is incorrect. I'm going to go to the next hint. After the first day of the NBA Combine, I went from a borderline first rounder, jumping all the way up to a lottery pick.
That's very tough. Eric Gordon?
No, but I'm going to go on to the next hint, and you probably might get it after this one, but I played with peak LaMarcus Aldridge.
Peak LaMarcus? Portland?
Yeah.
Whose draft stock rose? Man, the only person... Yeah, there's a lot of people... There's a lot of people that was on that Portland squad. Hey, shout out Damian Lillard in his rookie year. Shout out Brandon Roy. Shout out Nicholas Batum. Well, Barton was on the bench, man. That's a crazy squad. Let's go Wesley Matthews.
That is incorrect. I'm going to go to the last one. And this is the one you'll probably get. I scored 30 points per game during the bubble and won bubble MVP.
Man, I've done. Give me the answer.
Damian Lillard.
What? It was Damian Lillard. I was one of them. Oh.
When you said his name in the beginning, I was like, oh, is he going to say it, get it right first try? But then you went with Tyson Chandler.
Man, put an L on my head today.
Hey, it's early in the morning while we're recording this. Can't get at Malik for anything. If anything, if I could be a little cocky right now, it just proves that I'm not going to do no forfeit at the end of this month for sure. We already know who's going to do the forfeit. I know it's already written in stone, but that was an enjoyable game. I hope you guys enjoyed that. I hope you guys learned something from the NBA and some players if you guys had your mind guessing and whatnot. But, hey, Malik, I think it's only right that we end it right there.
You know, I'm looking forward to the forfeit. I'm looking forward to the comments bashing me and my NBA knowledge. But I'm gonna get back at y'all the next time we do this. I'm not gonna get 5 points, but I'm gonna get 6 points next time.
This is the worst thing that could happen to me because now Malik's playing with a chip on his shoulder. He's gonna be coming to every episode with the facts. Every time I bring up a player, oh well, he dropped 25 points per game with a plus 17 PERA. Malik's gonna come strapped next time. I already know it.
I'll be happy if I get 1 point.
Malik, I think it's only right that we ended as I said before. So everyone, thank you guys for checking this episode of the Hoop Central podcast, and it's been your boy Nakeem.
It's been your boy Malik,
and we shall see y'all next week.